Dhuva Gandhi is an author, motivational speaker, entrepreneur, philanthropist and art collector living in Sydney with her husband. Her 2012 best-selling book, Secrets of the Art Millionaires, launched her on the international and Indian art scene. She's now going to use her art collection to help abandoned children in Mumbai, India, and the Huntington's Disease Program at Westmead Hospital in Sydney. Dhuva Gandhi, over the years you've collected a lot of art and you've decided to do something with it.
I have decided to turn my art collection into an Art for a Cause.gallery mission, whereby I made the collection available for sale and 25% of the proceeds from the profits will go to supporting some of my favorite charities, which are an abandoned children cause through a Bala Shah Foundation and Building Hope for Neurodegenerative Patients through Build Hope for HD, which has 400 patients of HD in the Westmead Hospital here in Australia.
And you've been collecting art for how long? And what sort of art is it?
So this collection has been lovingly built over the last 19 years and has now become an integral part of my life story. This is a notable collection of Indian contemporary and modern art, includes textiles, temple textiles, traditional folk, and a whole array of sort of from very established modern masters to emerging Indian artists from all over India.
What sort of people would be collecting this genre of art? Is it museums or be individuals or?
So museums, yes, would definitely be interested. There could be people who would be interested in supporting abandoned children or building hope for HD patients or people that are already collecting art, could be through perhaps corporate, that want to perhaps lease works of art for their, and sort of raise corporate brand awareness around their and support the cause in some way.
And what have you had to do with abandoned children in the past that sort of motivated you to do this for those charities?
So I have actually been supporting this Bala Shah Foundation and abandoned children there for the last 6 years through my Breathe Foundation in India. And I have been, this foundation there has people, children that are left by their parents, and found by the police and by, abandoned by courts of law, by lawyers, and several, ways through which these children have literally are homeless and have to be put up in these homes. And so this center there, Bala Shah, cares for them and finds medical aid for them and looks after them, their education, and sort of it's a foster home for the kids, and then they look for homes to place them into the mainstream homes for people who can adopt them. We've been doing this for 6 years now, so inspired by contribution, I've decided to make my collection available for sale and, raise endowment funds from 25% of the proceeds to create an endowment fund for these two charities.
Yeah, well, it's a very generous idea to help these children. The way that they've become abandoned, is it the way things happen in Australia?
I think there are usually women, are not very empowered. So the women sometimes have children outside of a marriage or are, ashamed of really having a child, or poverty issues where they can't really take care of the child, or, in the slums where children, where there are divorces or where they're being beaten up or where they don't feel safe to raise their children. Or, sometimes these children are found by, court cases where they're simply found on a railway station or a railway platform, and then they have to go through this whole check to find out their origin, because sometimes they don't even remember where they're from, and they've been, traveled a long way before they've been found somewhere by somebody who has then brought them to this, to this center, where the larger organizations mostly just want to have more than 500 children, and now we have 10,000 children. And they just want to show the numbers, whereas these people have a very different policy. They feel that no matter what we do for the children, they long for parents and they long for a home. So, we sort of look after them while finding them a home.
And whereabouts in India are they mainly operating?
Oh, they're in Bombay. They're in Bombay, and they're a small, 70 children usually they have year on year, and they're able to place successfully place in their life cycle. All the children get placed by the time they find a home, and then each year new people come. So about 60 to 70 children they have on an ongoing basis.
And getting back to some of the passion you've had for art over your whole life, what you've been involved in contemporary Indian art, as well as, I guess, great artworks over quite an extended period of time. What is the art scene like for Indian artwork per se?
So I think in Australia, Indian art, obviously, and Indian artists have gone a long way. They're sort of, you know, the top five Indian artists are probably in some of the museums all over the world. And, you know, they have some of the world's most well-known collectors. All have them in their collections, and they're in the museum collections of all the greater museums and the major museums of the world. So in that sense, Indian art has definitely, you know, traveled to the global plane. That said, Australia hasn't really got that much awareness, or sort of, you know, there is awareness in pockets only in the museum. So, for example, you know, for all the 3 years that I've lived here, there have been a few, you know, few and far in between shows at the GOMA QLD or at the AGNSW, which, you know, the Garden of Cosmos, and then a Jitish Kalat, massive Jitish Kalat work at the, where they did, they were celebrating Gandhi's birthday on the 2nd of October at the Gandhi March work, which was displayed there from Jean and Brian's collection, which is now with the AGNSW. So I think there's a few, you know, within the well-known collectors and within those top-end spectrum of people, you know, there is awareness about Indian art, and they are aware about who the artists are, and they have works of some of the top Indian artists. Whereas, again, if you take it down to the masses, there is no awareness, or, you know, on the street, people don't understand what, you know, anything about India or Indian art. You know,
yeah, because sort of, from, you know, as one of these people on the street or whatever, I guess I'm just thinking that, well, to me, if someone said Indian art, I'd think, oh, well, I'd be thinking of the Hindu, Buddhist art that's been relating to religious things, I suppose. But I would guess that it's far more than that.
That's right. It is actually, you know, and this is what most people are surprised. And this is actually the questions I get most. I sometimes do these, you know, I introduce the, you know, Sydney Siders to Indian culture through my collection, and, you know, organize walkthroughs of my collection at home. And I'm going to do that more often through this Art for a Cause. You know, and I'm surprised, because most of the times with people, the questions that they want to know, and, you know, what they want to see, how I live with my art within my space, and, you know, how I really relate with these artworks and artists. And they're most surprised, because, you know, when they come and see these contemporary you know, artworks, you know, alongside these traditional, you know, textiles and traditional artworks, they're still completely shocked, because they kind of don't probably expect to see that much contemporary Indian art. Most of the people have come back very surprised and gobsmacked by looking at it and saying, oh my God, wow, I mean, we didn't really expect to see anything of this caliber. And it's really an experience for most people, you know, which is what I facilitate, because I build awareness about India, Indian art and Indian culture through these India experiences that are events that I host, you know, invite them to a Diwali party at home, and then I do a little puja where they come and, you know, experience this whole ritual of what we do on the day of Diwali and with these artworks within those spaces. So that's how I sort of, you know, build awareness through these walkthroughs each and every event that I do.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful idea. I really appreciate you speaking to us, Stuva Gandhi, and wish you very much success with it.
Thank you so much, Rod.
Stuva Gandhi there, making her lifelong art collection count.